We all noticed eye on talking about Frank Zappa back on November 9th, 2011. Right? On Frank Zappa night. How's that for timing? You're all unmuted. You can be heard.
I didn't Rose. Hear that part.
You didn't hear that part. Who's speaking? Oh, that's Alyssa. Oh, you missed that. There was a whole section on Zappa. Let's see. We could look at my notes. Notes. Where are the notes? So at approximately, I'm going way back. I don't think it'd be that far back. Let's see, Zappa announces Friday. Gee.
I'll just go back and listen to it tomorrow.
No, I want to do it right now. I mean, I made the note, and where is this? There it is, 5650. So we're right now at 204.56. Please remember that, 204.56.
204.56.
Go back. Yeah, go back to 56. Approximately here. Oh, I've got to bring the sound back on again.
Unmelodious blasting at the trebler that allows you to use your pliers to take the speaker apart so that it doesn't deafen you eternally.
Under the trebler, you were saying how, why, where, so it was all
degrees that put you in a rabbit hole that you can't get to. Now, if you like that kind of thing, it's all right. But don't think that Frank Zappa's going to change your life. It may make your life, it may make your day today more intriguing and fun, or make you question everything. Well, if that's what that does, so will a good shampoo. You see? No problem, as long as you rinse it out. It's okay, don't leave it in your hair.
Yeah, Zappa always said he was a household ammonia cleaner. He agreed.
Right, of course, that's very good. And so that's why we even softened up on Zippity Doodah lately. Okay. Because he was much more than what was presented. Thank goodness. But even so. Okay.
So fire is a tool.
So that's pretty neat, eh? We're doing Zappa
tonight.
And Ion said we're easing up on criticizing him. It has some kind of function. That's what he said at the very end there. Did you catch that?
Don't think Zappa's going to change your life.
Yeah, he's not going to save your life, but they said part of their change in attitude was that they lightened up on criticizing Zappa back in the fall of 2011. So that was stated today for us because November 9, 2011, that's when Zappa, when Ion said it, but we heard it for the first time now, the night we're doing Zappa. See how it works here? See the math?
Yeah.
See the magnetism? See the alchemy that Bob engages in?
Echo.
Echo. Yeah, that's right, the echo. But we still don't know what frequency means. We'll get to that when Renee comes in.
Yeah, that is the kicker.
Yes, it's like Joyce in Finney's Wake. He wanted to make a whole world out of two words, but maybe it was one word if it was Hendiades, one by means of two. So he wrote 620 pages of multilingual babble to explain a word. And then McLuhan would say every word evokes all the other words in a language. So lots of luck in defining frequency.
And that relates to the Escher as well.
The Escher, yeah. Oh, yeah. Ring 7. Oh, very active. Very important ring. About what? I'm not sure, but very important. Let me just go over here. I have to address Roxanna. No, not Roxanna. Roseanne. Roseanne, are you still here? Did you hang up, Roseanne? Can you talk, Roseanne? Anyways, Roseanne's an example. Yes, Roseanne. Every now and then on my Facebook page, they tell me, these people want to become friends of you. So I click on it, and then I have to find my password to get into that area. And I don't have a password. And I don't know how you do it. I don't get on Facebook through my password. That was long lost. So there's a whole bunch of people listed there who probably asked to be my friend, you know, a year or two ago. And if you're one of them, Roseanne, what you do is you go to my you go to my Facebook page and put in a friend request or whatever the method is. You can't do it through Facebook's other thing. Are you on my Facebook page? Are you a member or a friend?
Yeah, I get your timeline every now and then.
Okay, timeline. Yeah, so you got through that. Yeah, see, that's what I wanted to bring. I don't know if everybody got through it. Do you have Shahido's email, Carolyn?
What's that?
You have Shahido's email?
Probably.
Yeah. It's just that, you know, some people on there have been there for a while, and they might think that I'm a snobbish guy, and I wouldn't want that. But I can't get to them. I can't tell them that they're friends because I don't have a password. And I called. I tried. I said, is there a Facebook phone number? And the other day I started to call them. But then I noticed there was a whole website devoted to how shitty Facebook is, and they don't answer their phone calls. So forget about phoning Facebook. There's nobody there. So I didn't phone, and I'm still stuck with knowing my password. So life is great. The best, what is it? The best, Ian used to say, the best thing is no attention required.
Yeah.
No attention required. But Roseanne's here, so I can tell her, so I can help these people one by one as they pass through something connected to me. And I'll tell them, hey, friend me. And I bet you I found out that every one of them is already friended, and I didn't know it. So I hate Facebook. Don't we all hate Facebook?
Yeah.
But we enjoy it. We still dig it. We still participate. It's like payday. We hate payday, but we have to show up. We have to go through the drill.
Yeah, we wake up and get the newspaper.
Someone said Bob.
What's that? What was the word that you just used? You're talking about Joyce putting two words to one word, and you said something like tendentious or something.
No, I didn't say a word. Nobody knows what the two words or one word Joyce made the book out of. Some people say it's James Joyce, his own name, but no one ever figured it out. And I don't think it is any particular word. Any particular word or two words. It's just a principle. To a word will evoke every other word in the language.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you can prove that, but McLuhan went around making such absurd statements, and he became famous and got the Order of Canada, so I hardly recommend it. Just start spouting off nonsense, and if you act like that movie Being There, 40-year-old movie, you'll end up on Johnny Carson or his substitute. That's how you get high profile today. It's like Hillary Clinton running for president, you know. She says, well, we need a global village. Where does that get you? Well, and you know, you should go listen to Rush Limbaugh. His argument about his diffusing of the fact Hillary won that hearing. Rush Limbaugh is pretty good in those puny issues. He comes up with pretty interesting counter arguments so that he can continue calling Hillary a liar, which he's been doing for, 20 years now, 22 years? Don't let me bother you.
So the word that I thought you said, I just looked it up, and it's Spanish for some mathematic concept.
The word you thought I said? Tendentious?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I didn't say that. I'm very... very inadequate in my Spanish. I don't even know what C means. S-I. Does that mean yes or I agree or C-C, sir? You know, C? You know,
yeah,
C.
All these fake words that you're saying, they actually have, like, funny meanings.
Oh, that's the channeling part of me. That's the group mind that Bob represents, being in the central fulcrum of the Android memes linguistic extensions, yes. I hardly ever make mistakes. Just comes with the slack.
In analytical geometry, you can refer to the slope of the equation of a line as the particular case of the tangent to a curve. In which
the word tangent? Are you talking about the word tangent?
Yeah, no, but this word that I thought you said that I looked up.
Oh, maybe
and
I said tangent. I could have said tangent. Yeah, I said I'm going on a tangent. Yeah, did everybody hear that? Did I say tangent?
It's just
hey, come on,
fun
guys,
thing.
Speak up. Jesus, like, you know, you're here. You have to create this show. We don't have Ion, so there's an extra burden on you. If you want me to be here, you're going to have to fucking start participating. Alyssa's doing a good job right now. But, look, there's a whole bunch of you listed here. Why aren't you speaking? What are we waiting for? Waiting for Bob to spout some wisdom or something?
We're getting to the topic.
Yes, we're getting to the topic. If you guys don't fuck up, whatever the word is, we'll go into Zappa. We don't want you. We know that'll send you away. So we're willing to, since it is Roxy's birthday weekend and she can stay here all weekend, they gave her the whole 3 days off because it's her birthday, then we don't have to do the Zappa thing right away. We can do other things. Right,
yeah, let's wait on Zappa because Zappa can't change your life.
well, why? Yeah, we don't agree. We don't agree. Yeah, Zappa does change your life. If you know how to do it right.
No, he does.
Forever.
He does. Oh. I just wanted to throw in what Ion said.
Yeah. Well, that's just saying words. That's good. You're creating words. That's right. You don't have to believe in what you said. And you don't have to say that you lied. You just say stuff. That's the secret here.
Yeah, totally. There's a lot to
say. So you asked me something, Allison. What was that topic about? Explain something.
Oh, yeah. So I was asking if you would explain the World Series metaphor that Ion is referring to, because it seems timely within the date of the original airing, or not airing, but occurring.
Well, Ion, there's a couple of points. The World Series is happening there. Maybe it just finished. And Ion brings up Joe Paterno scandal. So I checked the wiki, and he had to resign. He got fired on November 9th, the day of this rewrite. So Ion was right up on the news events because it was November 9th in the evening, and he was announcing to us that Joe Paterno got fired. And then I saw that was the day that Joe Paterno got fired, and then he died about 2 months later. Just didn't know how to live without being the coach. But I just saw that. So that was a good timing by Ion there, the example of Ion being on top of the news. Yes.
Okay. So, what is related to the Cardinals winning? They won in 2011.
In 7-11? No, this is November.
No, 2000. Yeah, it says that the Cardinals won in the World Series in 2011.
Okay, you're looking that up. Okay, and that's what Steve was mad about. I don't know what they were talking. They were yelling. See, I have no clue what we've learned the past 2 hours. I'm too busy taking notes. I don't know what the torsion or tension or magnitude or repulsion. I don't get any of it.
Okay. But
I did get explained. Now that's something we should all listen to. I had explained how my saying no on the magnetic principle got me everything I wanted. Did you guys hear that?
No, I want to bring that up because it relates to this. But
when I go, nah, I'm not going to do that, and then it just dumped on me. So, what am I doing, repulsing or resonating? I don't know what I did. You know, am I repulsing things, therefore attracting?
So, but the thing is,
yes, there's somebody. Yes. Nobody knows.
You were repelling, yeah. So you created a vacuum that then got filled with what it is you wanted.
Suzette actually understands this stuff. She actually paid attention or somehow. Like, yeah, okay, I don't know if I know what you mean, Susanna. Do you want to say that again?
So I was saying that magnetism repels. It doesn't attract. And so when you repel, which is what you do, and you say, nah, I don't want it, you create a vacuum, a creative space for, and then you bring that which you want to you to feel the vacuum.
Yeah, but I'm repelling them. What about
you're
the
repelling,
first thing?
You're creating a vacuum. You're repelling.
Is that what magnetism does? Magnetism creates a vacuum?
Yes.
Oh, so, how do we know that?
What I'm
interested, that's something they taught you in med school, Carol? Is that med school? Is that anatomy or what? What topic is that? Is that anatomy?
Well, that's what Ion was saying, that magnetism repels and it creates a vacuum. That's what they said.
Yeah, really? Okay, I've got square one here. Okay, it creates it repels and the vacuum. Where is the vacuum created? Where, between what? You mean if I take a magnet and start aiming at something, the thing will move away. But often you see it attached to the magnet.
Well, that's the point, is that when you attach the ends that attach it to each other just create further space between the poles. So it's actually just repelling. It's the action of the magnet is to repel from each other the two poles.
Yeah, How come you understand this and you're unemployed? It doesn't fit.
Bob, you're always entertaining.
That's all. My only resort. I use stupidity for good purpose. I mean, whatever it is.
Okay.
I don't even know how to say it.
But they're talking about the torsion field and the magnetism. And how it's always pushing, because if you line up the magnets, it's like a big, just like a bigger magnet. This is all related to the magnetism frequency and polarity that was relating to the World Series. Like, somehow that metaphor of the World Series is connecting, and I'm wondering how it connected. Was this like something Ion was predicting? Or?
In the previous rewrite, Steve wanted to know who's going to win the World Series. And it seemed like Ion was saying that the Rangers were going to win. But it turned out they didn't. They didn't
win. In 2011?
Yes.
Okay.
And that there was some certain player that was going
to win. How did Ion get out of that one? Susanna, how did Ion get out of that fuck up?
When the discussion of torsion fields with regard to the heart rhythms and the pericardium.
Don't fall into your phone. Keep your phone away from your mouth. Once you get going, you get blurrier. So
Bob's always entertaining and always the technical recording engineer. I love that.
Yes, yes.
I love that you're always like, okay.
So what are you saying? Anna, start over again.
They were talking about the torsion field in relationship to the heart and the pericardium as being in a torsion field, and when there's AFib, you do a shock of electricity, and in essence, that's the torsion field flipping and causing the heart to start again and to gain regular rhythm.
Right.
So it eradicates AFib. So the activation has to do with magnetism, which is part of the torsion field.
Right.
And that's what Ion said happened during the World Series, that the torsion field flipped. The torsion field flipped, and it can happen, boom, like that, just instantly, you know, quickly. And that's what happened to Paterno in that something that happened.